Today is a very big day.
For who?
For all of us, and especially for Aurevel. It's the presentation, the initial presentation of a new project which is coming up in Aurevel, which is called Aquatica, and which is a dream and a manifesting reality of an aquatic bodywork center in the heart of Aurevel, next to Arca.
Well, within Aurevel, aquatic bodywork has started in Quiet, as Quiet is up to today the only place where aquatic bodywork can be practiced. And the capacity of Quiet Pool is since few years insufficient, because we had many courses, many students, more teachers who are interested to come here. And the capacity of Quiet Pool doesn't cover all the needs, which is needs of clients and needs of upcoming practitioners to give sessions. So in this way, it's coming from Quiet, because Quiet has the only pool, and most of us have been training in Quiet and growing up in the water work in Quiet. So in this way, yes. However, Aquatica, it's meant to be primarily, basically a body work center, which Quiet is more than that. Quiet has also many other therapies. We are, at this point at least, we are looking mainly to body work in the water-related therapies.
But when Aquatica will be built, you will shut down the Quiet, or
no,
it will continue?
No, Quiet has nothing to do with Aquatica. Quiet will keep existing as it is. Aquatica is simply another parallel place for aquatic body work in Aurevel.
Quiet has a pool. Doesn't mean that if we have Aquatica that Quiet has to close down, because Quiet is a multitude of different healing modalities.
But also in Aquatica would be more centered for the people with special needs, correct?
That's certainly part of the program, that it's not only a wellness center for people who are in relatively good health, but also that it is used for people who are mentally handicapped, emotionally closed, people who need actually physical help. That's also the reason why we are setting up a partnership with the future Kailash Clinic, which is also going to be built next to Arca. So there will be physically, but also in terms of collaboration, a very close partnership. We invite also all the working groups who are in need actually of closer bonding and of an other way of relating to each other and connection. We invite actually the working groups as a group to come and work with us.
You find a completely new world in water massage.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And what I notice is actually that I'm not the only one, because if I listen to the testimonies of the others, basically they're all saying the same. It's a kind of therapy, it's a kind of modality which has a strong impact on your personal functioning, on your personal being, and even on your spiritual aspirations.
What are the other benefits of water massage and other water healing methods?
Well, there are many. As on a physical level, it's muscle relaxation, joint mobilization, stretching, physically relaxing, or post-traumatic, like after breaks and once the bones have healed, to recover mobility, because in warm water it's much easier and more effortless to move the body, for example, than on land, because the gravity works differently with support of the water. It can work for people, for example, people who have fibromyalgia and who have very little success with land-based body work, because it's so sensitive in the water. Just by being in the water, they can get relief, or people with rheumatic realities and things like that. Or again, on emotional level issues, people with all kind of stress-related issues, even depression-related issues, can get sense of self-connectedness or meaning in that. And also the fact of having another human being caring of you, who is not your mother, who is not your partner, in this, like I said earlier, non-sexual environment, that can be so bonding and healing on itself. And water takes these inhibitions that we may have on a land reality coming closer to another human body, water kind of cradles you on itself, and it's so easy to give yourself in the hands of another human being. And that's on itself, it's such a nurturing reality. So often we have people who cry and melt down in your arms just because being touched, simply being touched. So there is many. Or you have people who come, for instance, from the ashram, it has happened, and would say, wow, now we know what mother was talking about, you know, kind of reality of the cells. Because the experiences can go so deep on many, many different aspects. So people who go in another spheres, you know, I don't know where I've been. I've been somewhere else. So it's all kind of experience realities that can touch.
What I also noticed in my little experience is that people who are uncomfortable with water, who have never been underwater, who don't know how to swim, accept and surrender to you and have trust in you. And so you start the session, and as you go along, they relax so much that you can actually put them underwater. People who are asthmatic even, they're like, I can't believe it. I've been underwater and it's someone I don't know also, and I just trusted you. And they just come out like, wow.
It's like, that's a total surrender, yeah? What did quiet or aquatica means to you?
What does aquatica mean to me? Aquatica for me is a springboard to share this beautiful work. In Orville being itself another springboard, so it's a way of sharing this beautiful experience with Aurovillians inside and a way of communicating with the outside world. It'll be like an interactive space.
From the practical point, how far are you with the project?
Well, at the moment we have been able to raise from within the team 30% of the amount which is needed. Basically what is needed is approximately 100,000 euros, which is about 65 lakhs. That's the amount which we need in order to manifest this dream. And actually it shows the commitment of the team that we have already been able, within the team itself, actually to find 30%. Now we need the remaining 70%. And we are trying to find ways and means in order to manifest them. One thing which we are doing at the moment is informing the community and asking for the cooperation from within the community. Once that is sufficiently done, then we can confidently go outside the community and try to raise funds from friends of Oroville, from devotees of Mother and Shruti Bindo, of people who are connected with the waterwork and know actually what we are dreaming about and feel connected with that. And we can do that on the basis of we have done all possible within the community. Now it's your turn actually to contribute and help us. So that's how we see our fundraising campaign.
And how will our funds responded to that?
I haven't seen a blue sheet today yet, I must say. The first half an hour looked promising, so I don't know how it went after that because I was busy with other things. Honestly, no, I really do not know.
I more meant did you ask for any funds?
Honestly, we didn't have hopes that within Oroville kind of official fundraising channels that the money would come from there, because we believed maybe that there is other priorities like land and so on that Oroville is struggling with, so we didn't ask official Oroville channels for funds. However, we have sent the information, like Guido mentioned earlier, to various units, to even to PCG. I mean, they are aware that we are busy with this.
We hope actually that we can include our project into the larger Kailash program, and that through that channel a certain amount may come through. So we are not excluding anything at the moment. It would be too early.